Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
If you want to go green, you first need to be conscious. So welcome to Conscious Lifestyles with Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hi there. Welcome to the show today. I have Adam Roberts here, the CEO of the Born Free Foundation and Born Free USA. Please check them out at bornfreeusa.org. I want to thank you, Adam, for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to continue to talk about the torturous murder of Cecil, the majestic and incredibly beautiful lion. I believe that was in Zimbabwe. Am I correct?
That's right, just outside Hwange National Park.
Okay, and he was lured, as we all know, this horrible story. He was lured out of the national park by a carcass. I don't know how anyone can call that hunting. That's more like deception. And he was struck with an arrow, wounded for 2 days, and then finally murdered. And I'm going to use the word murdered because that's what it was. By a dentist out of Minnesota. And we are all looking for answers. His head was decapitated for the quote-unquote trophy, and his body was skinned. This is all very gruesome, but it's what trophy hunters do. That is not hunting. That's more like, I guess it's more like poaching, and it is psychopathic killing as far as I am concerned. And I think most people are horrified by this story. So, Adam, what is the latest news on this?
Well, I think you've sort of captured the summary of what happened well. It's always hard when something happens that far away from home to know what really occurred on the ground. But the rumor is that, as you say, he was with his group of professional hunters, and they used bait to lure the lion closer so that he could take a shot with his crossbow, and obviously didn't do a good enough job because the animal is rumored to have languished for 40 hours before finally being shot by one of the professional hunters. And, you know, now we're in this incredibly odd legal morass where there are rumors that the people who were involved in the kill, including the landowner who let the lion be killed on his land, are being prosecuted in Zimbabwe. There are obviously calls for extradition of the dentist, Dr. Palmer, to go back to Zimbabwe to face legal consequences for his actions if indeed he was found to have killed the animal illegally. And I think, you know, one of the things that people have to remember as well is that while trophy hunting, including trophy hunting of lions, does happen all across Africa, and obviously we can explore some of those details and how wrong it is, you know, this specific lion was not only known and named, but was radio collared and studied by Oxford University's prestigious Wildlife Conservation Research Unit. So this was an animal that was known to the community, had been radio collared, not fearing humans, and obviously it's always despicable to me when an imperiled species like the lion is subjected to hunting, trophy hunting especially for sport, but all the more problematic when it's an animal that was known and didn't fear humans, and you know, it's really a cowardly act if you ask me.
Well, it's psychopathic. He is an abusive individual, and he is a killer. And he has no remorse, clearly, for what he's done. It's now about the blame game, and he's gone into hiding. That, to me, is the most cowardly thing of all. You know, when you see that an animal is collared, unless you're blind when you're shooting that arrow, they knew that they were going near the park to lure away a protected animal. And they knew what they were doing. I don't care what rhetoric they come up with. It's all a lie. And that's what the smoke and mirrors is what most psychopathic personality disorders are relying upon. Confusion, blaming other people, making sure the waters are as muddy as possible so that people aren't really sure. They knew exactly what they were doing when you're coming as close as you are to lure away an animal deliberately. When he went to take that shot, did he not notice that the animal was wearing a collar? Those collars are big.
Yeah, well, you know, there's no way that you can be close enough to an animal that you can shoot with a crossbow and arrow and not see that the animal was collared. And I think, again, this is sort of systematic of the trophy hunting industry. When you have an American trophy hunter or a European trophy hunter spending anywhere from between, say, $20,000 and $70,000 U.S. dollars for the privilege of going to hunt one of these animals, surely you want to make every effort to ensure they have a trophy to come home with. That's why you have this burgeoning industry in South Africa of canned hunting,
yes,
where lions are actually in small enclosed areas where they're being hunted. Because at the end of the day, it's all about this sense of bravado and being able to have that head on your wall. So, yes, I have no doubt that this person knew, that Dr. Palmer knew, that that animal had a radio collar. But even if, you know, even if he didn't, it's still a despicable act. But it's really all about getting that trophy.
Well, it's all about ego, which my husband pointed out to me the other day. He said, this is not about hunting. This is not about survival. This is about ego. And
yeah, I think that's right.
Go ahead.
No, I think it's right. And you know, people tend to confuse this concept of hunting with conservation and sport. You know, they bring all these other words into the discussion to try and mask the fact that it is, as you say, just about ego. It's just about trying to massage one's ego, show a sense of bravado. It has nothing, there's nothing sporting about holding a rifle or a bow and arrow and killing another animal. There's nothing sporting about that, I think. And there's surely nothing that's has no conservation value or educational value or anything else. So it's just about entertainment and this form of bloodlust, which to me is sort of nonsensical. It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, again, like I said earlier, it's a psychopathic personality disorder. They are abusive. They are atrocious individuals. And if they do that to an animal, they're going to do it to a person, and they already have. They just have figured out a way to get away with it. And this guy has gotten away with killing a lot of other animals as well in his past, and he seems to think that that's okay in his condition, his mental condition that justifies whatever he does, his blood sport. You know, the problem here is that this trophy hunting that you pointed out earlier, a big problem is that it's luring a lot of money, and these people who are generally impoverished in some of these African countries, that's a whole bunch of money to be dangling in front of, say, a part of Africa or a village, saying, well, let us come and exploit you for, let's say, $50,000. Well, that's a whole lot of money for these people. And then they lie, saying, oh, well, but this is good for you. This is actually going to create more conservation. On your website, bornfreeusa.org, a very prestigious organization was hired to actually study the economics of this. And they came forward saying, that's all a blatant lie, that this actually helps their economy and it actually helps their species survive, you know, the endangered species, and it helps the wildlife. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's a really important point. And, you know, the sort of line that I've been using lately, because it dawned on me how sort of reactionary the hunting community has been to try and put that lie out there that somehow their money for killing supports conservation. It's quite simply that we mustn't confuse commercialization of wildlife with conservation of wildlife. And this is all about commercialization. It's all about commodifying the individual wild animal. And, you know, we keep having this argument back and forth, right? The hunting community says, we're putting tens of thousands of dollars for every hunt back into conservation and community development in these impoverished communities throughout Africa who need it most. And we respond by saying, no, the money's actually not going back into those local communities. In fact, when you look, most of the hunting outfitters are actually foreign-owned companies, so the money is not going into the economy in the locality where the animal is being killed. It's being kept somewhere else, or it's going into the Wildlife Commission in these governments like, say, Zimbabwe or Tanzania that are known to be very corrupt. So the money's not actually going back to either conservation or community development. And so we got together and brought on this group called Economists at Large based out of Australia and asked them to do a study and just tell us what the answer is, because we're not economists. We wanted to know. And their study was really, really fascinating. What they found was across 9 different countries in Africa that have trophy hunting, the trophy hunting revenues account for no more than 0.27% of the gross domestic product. So a fraction of 1% of the GDP is actually coming from this kind of revenue. And then within all of the tourism revenue, the average that comes from hunting revenue is 1.8%. So every time we hear these trophy hunters saying, by hunting, we are putting money back into the economy, we have to remember that in terms of tourism revenue, 1.8%, less than 2% from hunting, which means, by definition, 98% of the tourism revenue is actually coming from people like me doing photographic safaris, eco-tours, or quite frankly, going through the South African wine country. So it's really a fantasy to suggest that this is where the money is flowing. And then the third most important part of all this is that even within that small amount of money that's actually going into the economies of these hunting communities and hunting countries from the trophy hunters, they found that only 3% of that money actually gets down to the local communities and is shared among the local people.
Okay.
So it's really a fantasy to suggest that somehow trophy
hunting. We've got to go to a break. Born Free USA, we'll be right back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 4-day deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Burst Ply snare drum, just $89, or 15-inch powered PA speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financing details.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobitis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-506-0552 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-506-0552. Call 800-506-0552. Again, that's 800-506-0552. 800-506-0552.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I am talking with Adam Roberts today. He's the CEO of Born Free USA, the Born Free Foundation. Please check them out on bornfreeusa.org. Standing still and just being angry about the carnage that we are seeing going on with this quote-unquote trophy hunting industry is not going to help animals like Cecil. And in his memory, let us all stand up and do something. So what you were saying, Adam, was before we had to go to a break, was it's a true fantasy to suggest, to even slightly suggest, that hunting helps the economy to these indigenous people in Africa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was the last line I was just saying, was that it's fantasy to suggest that somehow the recipe for bringing up local economies around Africa is through trophy hunting revenue. The facts just don't bear it out. And time after time, as we've been having this debate on international TV and everywhere else, people are talking about Cecil the Lion. The hunting community keeps saying the same thing. We in the animal protection and conservation field keep talking from a sense and a place of emotion, and somehow, you know, they're the true conservationists. And I present all these facts to them, and the best they can do is say, no, it's not. It's not true. But there's no facts to bear out the other side. So for the moment, I think we have a pretty good case to be made that trophy hunting is nothing more than blood sport. And at the end of the day, it's not helping anyone.
No, and it's certainly not helping those of us. I went on a photographic safari to Kenya and Tanzania on my honeymoon about 15 years ago. And it was a magical, amazing, exquisite experience. And we paid a lot of money. People want to pay a lot of money to see animals like Cecil alive. You know, Cecil was a big attraction to Zimbabwe, and he brought in a lot of tourism. This is such a tragedy because when these animals are illegally hunted, which is the case here, he was poached. He was tortured, and then he was murdered, and then his body was desecrated. You know, to me, the people of Zimbabwe should be crying out, and the government should be demanding, which I think they are, Dr. Palmer's extradition. What's going to happen, though? What should happen?
Well, that's a complex legal question, and I'll tell you, I think, you know, we have a law in the U.S. that dates back, I think, to 1906 called the Lacey Act, and the Lacey Act very simply says that anyone who tries to transport or who possesses an interstate commerce or tries to sell wildlife that was illegally acquired in the state of origin in the United States or the country of origin overseas is violating federal law and can be prosecuted. And clearly, if Dr. Palmer tries to bring that trophy back into the United States, which he seems to have attempted to do, then he would be violating the Lacey Act because he would have killed an animal illegally in another country and tried to bring it back into the United States. And I think that's really the platform for arranging his prosecution. But if he is actually being found to have violated Zimbabwean law as well, then surely he must be prosecuted for two reasons. One is that America is supposed to be a country based on the rule of law, and to suggest that somehow, in some instance, where hunting is involved in another country, we're going to ignore that rule of law would be nonsensical. But also, secondly, we know that there is potential prosecution for the people in Zimbabwe who were responsible for being on that hunt with him, and what a terrible message it would send to suggest that somehow the white Americans should not be prosecuted while the black black Zimbabweans should be. So that would be, I think, a huge mistake for us as a country to allow that to happen. So should obviously face prosecution if there's enough evidence that what he did was illegal.
Yeah, and again, he's robbed Zimbabwe of a national treasure, of a source of continual income that would have been 100 million-fold the 50,000 that he paid to go and illegally hunt down and lure this innocent animal away with a carcass outside of his park. And to me, you know, I saw, I think it was an interview on CNN, and I have to say CNN and some of the major news networks did a very good job in covering this heinous story because, like you said, it really shows the problem across the board. This happened to get into the news, but, you know, this has been happening for quite some time. They lure these animals out of the parks, and that's when they torture them and they kill them. And then they call that hunting. That is not hunting. I'm just kind of baffled as to what we are supposed to do here in America. We need to get this guy extradited to Zimbabwe to stand trial. He's already a pariah here. He's in hiding. What's the latest on that, by the way?
To be honest, I don't even know. I don't know where he's holed up. I don't know what's happening to his practice or anything else. I mean, he absolutely disappeared, and I think rightfully so. I mean, you know, he surely must feel some sense of shame about what he did, or more appropriately, that he got caught doing what he did, I think. And I don't know, you know, where that's going to shake out or how long he's going to try and stay hidden from the public view. But I'll tell you, through all of this, I think the most interesting thing for me is hearing about what the trophy hunting, the safari clubs of the world, for example, are saying about this, which is, you know, very limited. I mean, I would think that if somebody like that did what he did, that every time that kind of thing happens from someone who's a part of the trophy hunting fraternity, it would be Safari Club and NRA and those guys saying this guy is banned for life. He should you know, absolutely be prosecuted because it's a black eye for all of them. And if Dr. Palmer, who killed Cecil the Lion, is the face of trophy hunting, which sadly I think it is, then I'd say they need an entire makeover because their image is absolutely torn apart in the public eye now.
Well, again, it goes back to these people are lied to, and they're, you know, what's waved in front of their face is more money than they've ever seen in their lives. Because when I went to Africa on my honeymoon, you know, they make very little money, the indigenous people. Many of them are subsistence farmers. They live in concert with the environment. They have for many, many, many thousands of years. And I truly believe that that's where the Garden of Eden was. They did find Noah's Ark somewhere in Africa. So, you know, that is a very special, special continent. And if we can't protect these animals now, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, this is true. And I mean, first of all, it's a very special continent in many ways. Part of it is that it's such a different continent depending on where you are. You know, South Africa is very different from Kenya, which is very different from Ethiopia. But the one thing that we know for sure, and that is consistent across the African continent, is this concept of wildlife conservation and the need, to conserve those animals. So, you know, Born Free is working on the ground, actually, to do wildlife conservation with, for example, lions. So we're working with local communities in the Maasai Mara to help them build lion-proof bomas so that at night they can actually put their livestock into this corral, which keeps the lions out. And in doing so means that the lions won't predate on the livestock, and that means that the farmers won't do retaliatory killing of the lions, which is obviously really important for both the local communities, which is based on livestock, and then the lion populations as well. And in Ethiopia, we're doing surveys about how many lions there actually are in the country to make sure that they're protected in perpetuity. So there are all these things that can be done on the ground to support conservation, and those things are mostly being done, at least true conservation, compassionate conservation, by people like Born Free and others. And that's really where the money lies.
Yeah. Everyone check out BornFreeUSA.org. We've got to go to a quick break. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 4-day deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Burst Ply snare drum, just $89, or 15-inch powered PA speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $699 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financial details.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I'm talking today with Adam Roberts. He is the CEO of the Born Free Foundation. Check them out, bornfreeusa.org. They have a parent company in the United Kingdom. You know, there's been an outpouring across the world, around the world, of anger and anguish about the killing of Cecil. And, you know, the Empire State Building, this was quite a sight to see in New York City, illuminated the image in color at night of Cecil when the news first came out that he had been killed in early July. You know, we are angry as people who feel robbed of the natural environment in general, of our wildlife. We're being robbed of something that not only our generation wants to enjoy, but our children, our children's children. You know, if you go on a photographic safari, you will never forget it. You will be hushed to a silence when you come across a pride of lions, when you see a cheetah in the distance, when you see any animal, an elephant, a beautiful elephant, when you see the gazelle, you will be in awe of God's garden, and you will start to reassess your life in no other way. It was I'm telling you, it was a spiritual experience to go to Africa, and I was there for almost a month, and I longed to go back. But what bothers me so much is what you're saying is that these trophy, quote-unquote, trophy hunting organizations don't seem to have any conscience. And what you're saying is that they're coming forward with rhetoric to actually disguise the blood sport that they partake in.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, ironically, they're the ones coming at it from a very irrational and emotional place. You know, for us in the animal protection community, we've recognized that lions are in peril. You know, look, in 1980, there were estimated to be 75,800 lions across Africa, 75,000 lions across Africa. Today, there are fewer than 20,000. So in my lifetime, the past 35 years, there has been that dramatic, more than 50% decline in the lion population of Africa. Meanwhile, the habitat available for lions across Africa is only 8%, 8% of the historic range, and that 8% is fragmented. Mm-hmm. So there are fewer lions and fewer places for them to live. And when we look at that kind of thing, and then we still hear the trophy hunting fraternity say, we have to be able to hunt lions because we put money into conservation, we realize that it hasn't worked for the past 35 years. There's been this precipitous decline. More than 500 lions are being killed each and every year, most of them by American trophy hunters. Clearly that's not working. And no matter how much they cling to the emotional rhetoric of the importance of hunting, the facts don't bear out the reality, which is, or their reality, which is a false one. And the fact of the matter is that lions are going extinct while trophy hunting is blossoming, and that's where something has to change.
Yeah, you know, and when something is extinct, it's extinct. I want people to really grasp that. We have been denied. I listened to a lot of radio. I was listening to another show talking about the carrier pigeons and how they were, they used to blanket the sky in the Americas many generations ago, many years ago. And the settlers and the new Americans came here, the white man, quote unquote, and just started to shoot and kill these animals to the extent that they were finally extinct. And that's denied me the awe and the wonder of seeing this flock of amazing, very intelligent and quite beautiful birds in the sky. It's what are we doing? And that's just one small example of the horrors of something going extinct. They're denying you and your family the wonder of God's garden. To me, that's a sin that just really... There's no justification for it. There's no reason for it. Have we not evolved as people in the last 100 years? He was also photographed. Dr. Palmer was also photographed with a leopard that he had killed, and I think a rhinoceros, smiling like a fool. And then he also, it's reported he wanted to kill an elephant while he was there after he killed Cecil, but they couldn't find an elephant with tusks that were large enough. Is that true?
You know, I hadn't heard that before, but it's not surprising, and it's one of the things that's so interesting about these hunters is that they want to go down there and they want to kill, and one of the things that was brought out in this Economist at Large study that we talked about before was that if you remove lion trophy hunting from the dynamic of hunting in Africa, it doesn't mean the hunters are going to stop going. They'll still go, and they'll just hunt other species, and so, you know...
Or they'll do it illegally, and they'll do canned hunt, which is horrific,
exactly.
Too. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right, exactly right. But, you know, the thing you've touched on two really important points in all of this. One is this concept of hunting other wildlife as well. And you know, we see it time and time again, and that is that these same hunters, you know, they're collectors of dead things, and they want to kill these animals and bring them home. And at the end of the day, it could be a buffalo, it can be a cheetah, a leopard, a lion, an elephant, a rhino. It doesn't matter. They just want to collect. And it's how we look at conservation history and learn from our mistakes that's so important. So you talk about the last 100 years. Well, 100 years ago, there were tigers all across Asia, right? There were 100,000 tigers. Mm-hmm. Well, today there are probably 3,000. So we haven't learned from our conservation mistakes of what we do when we allow tiger bone to be sold and tiger organs and tiger skins. It decimates the species in the wild, and the Indian people would benefit greatly from tiger-based tourism, and that's a huge mistake. And the other part of what you've been saying that I think is so important is how you kill an animal and that animal is dead, and it doesn't matter how much revenue was brought in from that kill. There's actually much more money to be spent through ecotourism and people like us looking at that same animal year after year after year. And if you think about it in the context of an African elephant, you may pay $50,000, $60,000 to kill an elephant, but an elephant can live to be 60, 70 years old, and that means that you're losing all of those decades of revenue mm-hmm. by people coming to see that elephant as part of a big matriarchal herd where she belongs. So we really have to have a much greater worldview and a longer, less selfish worldview about how we focus on conservation if we're to save animals and people at the same time.
Yeah, and that is a key point. These animals bring in more money. Listen, all you bureaucrats in the government, please. These animals bring in more money alive to the economy than they do dead. Only a couple of people make any money from killing that animal, but hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, and the economy in general in those countries make a fortune from extremely wealthy families and couples and people who want to come and bring their children to see one of the last places on earth that is truly wild, you know? And I remember I grew up in Hawaii, and my 97-year-old grandmother just passed away this week. And I remember speaking with her a couple of years ago, and she was born in a time when the, many species were not yet extinct. And she and I talked about the beautiful Nene bird in Hawaii that was a very colorful bird. Well, when the quote-unquote white man came, the settlers came, they couldn't help themselves but start to kill these birds to extinction. I grew up without the nene bird, the dodo bird. I mean, how many animals have been killed off to extinction just simply because they're beautiful?
Yeah, because they're beautiful, because they're coveted, and again, to what I was saying before, because we're short-sighted. We're short-sighted about the way we manage the land. We're short-sighted about the way we manage wildlife, and we do it in remarkably cruel ways. You know, we still use in this country steel jaw leg hole traps to catch fur bears, to catch raccoons that are considered to be nuisance animals. We still do these incredibly barbaric and archaic things to these animals, all in the name of sport, conservation, wildlife management, and we're literally, in some instances, allowing these animals to go to extinct before our very eyes. And, you know, the other thing I think all the time is, I've got an 11-year-old daughter. Well, there are some species that the way we are treating them could go extinct in her lifetime. Of course, there are some species like the tiger, the lion, the rhino, that could very well still go extinct in my lifetime. So we have to learn from our conservation mistakes and conservation history, because we know, and this is at the end of the day, we know what happens to elephants when you kill them for their ivory and you allow the ivory to be traded. Same with rhinos for their horns, same with lions for the trophies. We know what happens. The question is whether politicians have the wherewithal, the physical strength to act in the face of a very powerful hunting community that's opposed to these kinds of common sense reforms.
Yeah, you know, and my question to you in this last minute of this segment is, why is the U.S. Fish and Wildlife so suddenly weak? And, you know, they seem to be, you know, oh, fiddlesticks is their attitude. We can't find him. But they can be very aggressive when they want to be. What's going on with that?
Well, you know, and this is an important one, back in March of 2011, so 4 years plus ago, we petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service to list the lion as endangered under the Endangered Species Act, and we're still waiting for a final decision, and I would think now would be the best time ever for the Fish and Wildlife Service to list the lion as endangered, say they're recognizing that this should never happen again, and take some significant credit for the future of lion conservation. Now's really the time for them to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. We have to go to a break, but you know, I want everyone to do something. Please do not sit back and do nothing. Go on to bornfreeusa.org. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really? Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I'm talking with Adam Roberts today. He's with the Born Free Foundation. Check them out, bornfreeusa.org. Please take action. Do something in Cecil's memory. You know, I wanted to ask you, I saw on one of the news channels that Cecil's brother, Jericho, I believe his name is, Cecil had cubs. He had a family. And he and Jericho were the heads of those prides of lions. Now, what is happening with his cubs and with Jericho?
Yeah, this was a big concern. First of all, you know, soon after Cecil was killed, there were rumors that the brother Jericho had also been poached, and that was proven ultimately not to be true. And this is one of the amazing things about sort of GPS technology and the ability to track these lions, because even though the signal went away for a little bit, it turned out that there was a good reason for that, and Jericho was still alive. But it's one of the problems with hunting from a conservation biology perspective, and that is the nature of the family system of lions in Africa is such that if you take the dominant male, the father of the cubs, out of the family unit, another male will move in, and that other male, to protect his own gene line, will kill those cubs and get sort of the progeny of the defeated male out of the system. And so that was a real concern, and I don't know that that's happened as a result of Cecil's being killed, but it's a real concern, and it's why we keep talking about the negative conservation value, the conservation consequences of trophy hunting lions, because it's never just about taking that one lion. It's about taking the lion out of that family system and taking that lion out of the ecosystem that causes such peril for the species.
Yeah, and you're basically killing off his entire pride. You're exactly killing off the lineage of that very strong, beautiful lion. I want to see Jericho and his entire family surrounded by protection. I mean, I want to have, you know, some kind of supernatural protection around them that the government of Zimbabwe brings about, because I don't want to live in a world where we think it's okay to kill off these beautiful animals.
Yeah, I agree. And of course, you know, let's never forget that there are so many animals that are in the same situation. Animals here in America that are being hunted for sport,
yep,
including the American black bear, which is also then being poached for their gallbladders, which end up in traditional Asian medicine, mm-hmm, either in American communities or overseas. And these hunters are going to Asia and killing endangered sheep like the markhor. You know, it's just a global phenomenon of these people wanting to hunt and covet these animal trophies that causes such peril for the species, and it's multiple species that are impacted by it. So, you know, clearly we need what Born Free calls compassionate conservation, where we look at trying to protect wildlife and protect the people who live near these wild animals. Look at doing all that with compassion, not with killing. It makes such a difference. There's no question about it.
Well, you know, I want to make two points. Let's go back to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. They are now so incredibly weak and just very confused as to what to do about this Dr. Palmer, who poached and murdered beautiful Cecil and put his family in jeopardy, his entire lineage in jeopardy. And he's clearly done some poaching in his past. When he was photographed with that leopard, my question is, and that rhino, my question is, wait a minute, did he do the same trickery and deception that he did with Cecil? And I have no doubt in my mind that he did. Let me ask, and then another question I have here is, when these wildlife parks are separated from each other and there's no connection, so there's no, these animals have no way of finding each other to mate and create new families, what happens to the bloodlines? You know, because they're almost like in wildlife park islands, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, people always talk about habitat decline. One of the things that causes problems for wild animals is habitat decline, having less space to exist. And part of that comes from human encroachment. But as big a problem, if not a bigger problem, is that those small patches of land that they still have available to them become fragmented. They become, as you say, these small islands of forest that they're able to inhabit, or savanna in the case of the lion. And what that does is it means that you have genetic inbreeding, you have less genetic diversity, and it makes it very hard for the species to thrive and survive. And so that is obviously an incredibly huge problem for these animals, and why conservationists so often work to create wildlife corridors to link these disparate areas so that animals can interact. And that's important for two reasons. One is so that the animals can interact, but two, from trying to manage those lands to protect the wildlife, it's much easier if you can have these lands connected rather than disparate. And it's one of the things, for example, that Born Free is doing in India with respect to tigers, is we have something called the Satpuda Landscape Tiger Program, which links a number of different tiger reserves in the highlands of central India so that these tigers can be protected. There can be information sharing, anti-poaching work, all being done for the same sort of six or seven protected areas rather than leaving them individually on their own. So it's really important that we try and protect as much habitat as possible, but ensure that that habitat is not small bits of habitat, but rather large areas of habitat or connected areas of, mm-hmm, habitat.
And let me make another point. When I talked about the U.S. Fish and Wildlife earlier, you know, you mentioned the black bears. They need our protection as well, and many other animals, our wolves, our coyotes. You know, it seems as though the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services actually works more for the hunters and the big cattle ranchers. And boy, do they have a long, strong arm when they want to in favor of those quote-unquote industries. But when it comes to real conservation, they're very slow. Like you said, what was it, 4 years ago, you guys wanted to put the lion on the endangered species list. They still have yet to come to a decision. That's crazy.
Well, exactly right, and I say it all the time. You know, it seems so hard for animal protectionists, for conservationists, to get things through Congress, to get things through the administration, whereas the hunting community has a much easier time. And it's just because of how much money they're able to throw at these situations and the lobbyists that they're able to hire. But I have great hope, because we are definitely making huge strides in the way that we as animal protectionists do our work. We're much more sophisticated, we're much more experienced, and we're much more successful now, I think, than we ever have been. So, you know, the hunting and trapping and fishing community in America, we have to be honest, it goes back a very long way. It's very entrenched in American society and the psychology, and it's also, therefore, very powerful when it comes to decision makers. But we are making inroads, we are doing more more than we ever have before. And I think over time, definitely in my lifetime, the scales will tip in our favor and people will start to realize that conservation is much more important than commercialization and that we should protect wildlife rather than allow it to go extinct.
Yeah, and I thank you, Adam Roberts, for joining us today. Everyone check out Born Free USA. I also want people to support the Cecil Animal Trophies Act, and this is all written about on the Born Free Foundation. Again, bornfreeusa.org. If we sit back and do nothing, if we do not put pressure on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to protect our animals here in America and to protect animals abroad, what kind of a world are we leaving behind, and what kind of a world will we have right now? This has been Conscious Lifestyles. Thank you for listening.
BizTalk Radio.